It's festive at work now. And I mean, I guess maybe it was festive before, but now the Christmas tree competition has like fucking taken on a life of its own. We had given up. I had mentioned, I don't know, earlier I mentioned that it was we were giving up before we started because the people next to us did a crazy awesome job, and I was just ready to throw in the towel. But the group has rallied. We kind of cut our ties to the other side of the group, the people that we didn't know. We kind of went our own way. Somehow we managed to wrangle another tree. I don't even 100% know how that happened, but somehow we have our own tree now. And so things have gone crazy. A good portion of our day was spent decorating the tree. We have gone with a National Lampoon Christmas Vacation Griswold Christmas theme. So there's a squirrel in our tree. There are dangerous amounts of lights everywhere. There's fucking tinsel all over the place. We've made like an outdoor section of the house with window cut in that we're going to play scenes from the actual movie. That if you look through the window into the house, you can see that going on. There's crazy, crazy shit going on. And I wish I could take more credit for it. But really, there's some other people in the department really stepped up and made that happen. And pretty cool. Pretty exciting. So, Christmassy at work. And I ate bourbon balls at work. That was fun. All this, like, sneaky drinking. Kind of seems like that would be something that would happen. Maybe that shouldn't happen more often. Maybe there shouldn't be more food that you can pour a bunch of alcohol into and then eat at work. Maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe I shouldn't follow that thought much farther. But it was kind of fun to have bourbon balls at work. Again, I think you'd have to eat about 30 of them to really feel any kind of drunkenness. So, but still a good, flavorful ball of bourbon in my mouth while I was at work. Good deal. What else is going on? I don't know. I'm headed to another Christmas party, my wife's Pilates Christmas party, at the Tam O'Shanter, which is a fancy, I think it's an English pub. But they have British food, which I really like, so shut up. But they do. There will be lots of meaty, steaky items. Usually I get a Guinness when I go there, but I'm kind of in the mood to drink. Even though I'm sick, and maybe that's part of it, though, is that I feel I'm kind of stuffed up. I don't feel 100% healthy. And so, I don't know, beer doesn't seem quite right. Like a martini, I wonder if they can make a hot toddy. Maybe they can make a hot toddy the way British people make them. I bet British people, hot toddy sounds like a thing that a British person should be able to make. I might have to give that a try. Maybe that's what I'll have when I'm there. Or one of the things I'll have when I'm there. The wife is paying, and it's going on her business account. So I'm going to eat well tonight. Very excited about that. The kids will be at home. So that's fun. Sometimes it's nice to go to the restaurant without the children. Not always, but sometimes. So it's going to be a good evening, I think. I don't plan to do any freelancing, which means I am free to drink as I wish. And, yeah, that's the story. Oh, I'm working on a video today. I won't go into too much detail because you'll get the picture fairly quickly. But the girls are in a tanning booth in this video I'm working on. And the tanning booth only opens once you close the tanning booth, the only time it's still open is at the bottom where your feet kind of, they don't really stick out, but that you can, you know, the foot area is open. The head part is all enclosed, but your feet stick out. So the camera angle, I think I've probably given you enough information now for you to imagine what the camera angle looks like for most of this footage. So that's what I've been looking at this afternoon, and I had to figure out some sort of way to turn that into a video that is presentable for the general public. So that should be fun. Hopefully I'll get a little more work done tomorrow. Not that I didn't have fun today. It's fun to decorate trees. And we did have the cheapest ornaments. A lot of the ornaments for the Griswold family Christmas were bought from the dollar store, and really the worst ornaments I've ever seen. They're like these circle, you know, like they look like traditional kind of glass circle ornaments, but made out of plastic and covered in like glitter. And one of them was dented, really terrible, terrible ornaments. Like, they look all right from a distance. They're fine for work. But, man, I'm glad they're not on my tree at home because they are terrible. They are really, really shitty ornaments. Also, one thing we learned is if you take a ball of Christmas lights, if you take a string of Christmas lights and you roll it up into a ball, so it's like a big ball of yarn, that shit gets hot. You plug that in, and you can warm your hands by it, like a little space heater. So possibly a fire hazard. I do believe that there was some effort to be made to remember to unplug that before I went home this evening, because really toasty. That'll heat you up. So if you're not allowed to bring space heaters to work, and you forget your sweater, if there are Christmas lights, take that whole strand, roll it up into a ball, and warm yourself by that. It's a good marginally safe way to warm yourself on a cold winter's day in a cubicle. Or at home. You can do that at home, I guess. Or start a fire in your fireplace. Or at home, you can do what you want. Really, just try to heat up. Probably safer. All right, that's it for today. These have been short lately, but I think they can be described as mercifully short. My head's kind of all different ways, going all different directions. My head's going in all different directions. I'm sick. This is what you get. You get. Oh, here's the thing. I learned from daycare, preschool, I guess. You get what you get, and you don't get upset. So fuck you. This podcast is over.